Senator Rick Scott urges Kamala Harris to preside over Mayorkas' impeachment trial. By Neil Monroe on February 20, 2024. Vice President Kamala Harris is the nation's border czar and so should volunteer to preside over the Senate's impeachment trial of President Joe Biden's border chief, says Republican Senator Rick Scott, RFL. As Vice President, the Constitution directs that you also serve as the presiding officer of the U.S. Senate, Scott wrote in a trolling February 20 public letter to Harris. Although Majority Leader Chuck Schumer has publicly stated he intends for President pro tempore Patty Murray to preside over the upcoming impeachment trial of Secretary Mayorkas, I write to encourage and invite you to fulfill your constitutional duty to serve as the presiding officer of Secretary Mayorkas' impeachment trial. When President Biden appointed you as the border czar in early 2021, he tasked you with stemming the migration to our southern border. In accepting that appointment, you acknowledged a need to deal with the root causes of the flows of illegal immigration across our southern border. As such, you should be keenly interested in learning whether a high-ranking member of your administration is one of those root causes through his willful and persistent refusal to enforce our country's immigration laws, frustrating the very core function of your role as President Biden's border czar. Harris got her unwanted border czar title when Biden was seeking to deflect blame in 2021 for his decision to open the nation's borders. It is unlikely that Harris will preside over any trial. Harris got picked for the VP job partly because she is a close ally of the West Coast investors who also helped Mayorkas get the border job in Biden's administration. Democrats are expected to vote on block against the House indictment of Mayorkas, so there is no need for Harris to sway the trial in Mayorkas' favor. Democrats also want to block any trial because they want to minimize the public recognition of their destructive migration policies. Since January 2021, they have imported roughly 7 million workers, consumers, and renters to push up Wall Street's stock values by shrinking Americans' wages, subsidizing low-productivity companies, boosting rents, and spiking real estate prices. Their colonialism-like policy has killed many Americans and thousands of migrants, including child migrants on the taxpayer-funded jungle trail through the Darien Gap in Panama. Scott wrote, Department of Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas has been impeached by the House of Representatives. The two articles of impeachment adopted by the House assert Secretary Mayorkas has engaged in a willful and systemic refusal to comply with the law by enabling record numbers of illegal immigrants to flood into our country across the southern border, and has breached the public trust through his repeated false statements to Congress and persistent refusal to comply with duly issued congressional subpoenas. This matter now comes before the Senate, which is constitutionally tasked with conducting a trial and rendering judgment on each of the articles of impeachment against Secretary Mayorkas. Our states and cities face an ongoing and widespread crisis due to the flood of illegal immigrants streaming across our southern and northern borders and moving freely within the interior of the homeland. Some Republicans are pressuring the bipartisan establishment to hold the trial. Scott also joined a February 20 letter sent by 12 other GOP senators to Senator Mitch McConnell, RKY, that asked him to force Democrats to hold the trial. On February 13, the House indicted Mayorkas for refusing to enforce Congress's law that requires the detention of migrants at the nation's border until their asylum claims are completed. Pro-migration advocates, including Mayorkas, describe their perfume their illegal catch and release policy as just prosecutorial discretion. Their policy encourages illegal migration by showing would-be migrants that will get released to take the American jobs they need to pay smuggling debts. Poor migrants can now safely mortgage their homes and farms to walk into a job in the United States. The policy also gives the business alliance of smugglers, drug cartels, and labor traffickers a quasi-legal conveyor belt for getting clients into the United States and getting their clients' wages back to foreign bank accounts. A new report from the Congressional Budget Office reinforces the vast evidence that the federal policy of extraction migration shifts family wages and workplace investment toward Wall Street, real estate, coastal states, and government. The economic policy is very unpopular. In part, because it also diverts politicians' focus away from American communities and the drug-fueled deaths of despair among discarded Americans.